107.7 FM, W299CD, Richland Center, and always on the Civics Media apps.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. In Cairo for a resumption of talks on a possible ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war, a U.S. delegation headed by CIA Director Bill Burns.
Two U.S. officials familiar with negotiations tell ABC News they see more flexibility from Hamas than they previously did, and that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is still committed to achieving a deal, though they stopped short of saying they feel a breakthrough is likely to happen anytime soon. Netanyahu is currently scheduled to address a joint session of Congress on July 24th.
ABC's Anil Patera. Hamas warns Israel's most recent raid into Gaza City could collapse the entire
times,
talks.
A low of 60 degrees overnight.
Its first
breaks
new
of sunshine with a 40% chance of spotty showers and thunderstorms. Later on Tuesday, a high of 81. Tuesday night, a few clouds and a low of 62. Wednesday, partly sunny and a stray shower or thunderstorm possible. More likely in the afternoon, to around a high of 81. Thursday, a few patches of sunshine, isolated showers at 82. Friday, partly cloudy and rather warm. A 30% chance of thunderstorms overnight and a high of 85.
Safety rules on set that also led to Hutchins' death. Monday, the judge in the case disagreed, saying Baldwin's producer status was irrelevant and won't be a part of the evidence.
ABC's Jason Nathanson. Do you count coworkers as being among your friends? What if you work from home?
The Surgeon General has warned of a loneliness epidemic in America since the COVID pandemic. For many, that includes their job, especially now that more people are working remotely. In some cases, it affects more than just work for happiness. It can impact productivity. So some organizations are calling employees back to the office. And others are rethinking their physical spaces to encourage friendship, eliminating offices and cubicles, and holding more social events. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
And I'm Richard Cantu. ABC News.
Here to
hey
remind
there. Gary Joy with you.
They're my heroes.
It's been a while since I've had a work, but I remember that crime.
They fought and died for our freedom.
That's the year end. You don't mind if I heard the grounds of our nature. I'm sure you're too tired to hear people say, have you tried to do what's wrong? Have you thought about everything? I'd like to recommend to make a budget. Pulling together a monthly budget.
Bartender said,
knowing what you have to spend and where you want to trim, it's better than just closing your eyes and
I left the boy
and taking charge of your
but
first
I came back
situation.
A man.
That can be an important contribution to
I'm
your mental health as well as your family's
wealth. While they
you
took
can get started today. I've got a video about how to make the budget on Work
Money's
YouTube channel. All the resources at workmoney.org.
And made it out
anyone.
Alive.
Thank you for helping with spending
my purple heart
and
our battle scars.
Your hometown radio.
We're my heroes.
Informed, entertained, and connected locally across
they
the Civic Media Network.
They fought and died for our freedom. Now they're resting on the grounds of our
eternity.
My purple hearts are battle scars.
The district policy says staff should respect the students' choice to gender and doesn't need to know Samantha Guerrero is a community organizer who says
here to remind us who our heroes are. They fought and died for our freedom. Now they're resting on the grounds of our eternal. These purple hearts are battle scars.
Marjan, AJ, and Andre. Chris Livingston had a great first year with us. He's working his ass off, and he's going to be ready to contribute also. And now we've got Tyler and AJ pushing there. And we've got three spots on our roster right now in free agency, as soon as we're done with this press conference, that we're going to go and figure out the best balance and how they fit the rest of that group.
Those hearts that have no scars.
Sports, you can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Bobby Price, partner Body Skies here in the overnight with lower 60s and light winds through the overnight. On your Tuesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, highs in the lower 80s. Could be one or two thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. Tuesday night, looking dry, currently 62 degrees.
Got to be tough when
President Biden wanted to set the record straight. He called Civic Media Network's Earl Ingram Show.
Strong.
This is news
those
from the center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded to content produced by Civic Media. Their own.
Those who will never take
broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightline with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood.
The slightest chance love might exist, and for that foresake.
And now, a guy who doesn't have 20/20 vision, even in hindsight, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, Wisconsin.
We're
back on the air after a very long vacation.
We've had a great 4th of July, great to be back.
Standing
here on the St. Cloud Bar, movies and TV, and all
standing outside the bar. Not tried, it is may they survive if you're standing outside the fire. There is love that is burning deep in my soul, constantly yearning to get out of control. Standing outside the fire.
I'm not. I don't mind it.
Standing outside the fire.
Kids candy, that's kind of fun, but
life is not tried. It is merely survived if you're standing outside the fire.
My wife is dressed up in the devil's color.
Standing outside the fire.
That's like we're
standing outside the fire. Life is not tried. It is merely survived if you're standing.
That's all cats need. Did you get to go out at all? Like, go out and party with any of your friends on the 4th of July or go watch fireworks?
Yeah, so on the 4th, I went golfing with one of my friends. And then later that night, we went downtown.
Oh, nice. Okay.
I mean, there was, honestly, I thought there'd be more people.
Yeah, I was always a crazy one. Yeah, broke into the stadium, and I wrote your number on the 50-yard line.
Like, you're lucky if they can make fireworks.
Down in a valley of the Victorian Zoo. Under your number, right, I wrote comforting to town. I only wanted to get your attention.
We did that. I went. I was saying.
Besides, you had two men and boyfriends to mention. And I played my guitar to lie. How do you like me now? How do you like me now? I'm on my way. You still think I'm crazy? Standing here today, I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living
that make you this far. Then you married in the money girl, ain't it a cruel and funny world?
We started bringing to
your dreams, and it's cool than me. He never comes home, man. You're always alone, and your kids hit right down the hall.
Two or three weeks, that's been cut to like 15%. Like it's coming back, and summer blockbusters are finally putting butts in the seats.
South Dakota.
fight for the red, white, and blue. He was 19 and green with a new M16. That's just doing what he had to do.
So our question tonight on Nightlight is, what's your favorite natural disaster movie?
Country and community. It's a larger variety of the music you enjoy from WRCO-FM 100.9.
Movies. I watch them sometimes, but I find them a little hard to believe. I'll tell you a bad one. San Andreas. You ever see that one, Conrad?
With The Rock?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I did watch that, yeah.
That was unbearable. The man in the moon. Like, he gets separated from his family. Said, he's flying around the helicopter. He sees his daughter in L.A., this humongous city, and he picks her up. It's like, what? It's so ridiculous. Stated, it was such a bad movie. And if I remember correctly, it was about 2.5 hours.
I've had too much credit just in that.
And I went I wasn't a fan of that. There was another one I saw years ago. And if I remember,
I just kinda hang
at least
here,
I started out really liking that film. Maybe I'm more sensitive.
I just watch kind of from the sky.
He's like an extreme sports guy, executive. And it's all about them getting out of the subway. I remember that as being a really cool movie. But we'll read some of yours. But before I decide which one I like the best, I need to see some suggestions. I got a couple lists here in front of me. But I don't want to cheat.
Then
too.
I ask him, where is she tonight?
It's got to be in there, right?
You must see all things with your life.
I've never seen it, proud to say.
He oh, says, you've never seen it?
I could tell you.
Yeah, don't watch it.
Things
it's
that might kill you. But I don't
but
get involved in what's wrong.
I don't know. This is National Video Game Day, National Freezer Pop Day. Lots going on in the world.
I just kind of hang
today.
Here.
Sylvester Stallone turned 78.
I just watch from the sky.
Day,
will love grow with
the sky? Is it 1 year?
I don't know what would be about
to start sheet. Is this 1 year?
Because sometimes it interacts
with
the top of
your
head.
When I take an ocean or a big
Sylvester Stallone's old. Let's just put it in. Kevin Hart is 45.
Dry, but in all matters,
Kevin Bacon.
Remember,
65.
There's someone in charge of those things way above you and I.
Big releases on this day.
I don't know a thing about love.
Forrest Gump, I think, came out today. Anchorman.
I just kind of hang here.
We got a great guest tonight. A good question.
I just watch from the sky.
We're going to talk about
will love grow,
that I saw.
Will it die? I don't know a thing about love. I don't know a thing about love.
Yeah.
Hitting the wall. And I'm going to share, next I'm going to share Kristen Cavallari's taco recipe with all of you. It's great to have you here.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday night.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants, just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Imagine the reward.
card. Visit the Muscadet Buckets
would like to say thank you for their sponsors this year for Hometown Baseball. These sponsors include Philback Ford, Meister Cheese, Subway of Richland Center, Goblin Insurance of Richland Center, Royal Bank, Honkers and Sportsmen, Wilkinson Auction Services, Walsh's Ace, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, and the Village of Muscadet. Again, the Buckets would like to thank the sponsors for the 2024 season.
That is Ringo Starr.
One of my favorite comes to your home's Beatles plumbing needs, song. You can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. Starr, from new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, and kind of like to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Can't get nowhere. expected. The Exorcist is an awful thing to watch. It's just like the most depressing thing in the world. A, that that could happen.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there. And what are you going to give? Oh. I'm a 25 to give food now. $5. Another $4. I'm going to make it now. $5. There was a boy in Arkansas who wouldn't listen to his mom, and she told him that he should go to school. He'd sneak away in the afternoon, take a little walk, and pretty soon you'd find him at the local auction barn. He'd stand and listen carefully, then pretty soon he began to see how the auctioneer could talk so rapidly. He said, oh my, it's do or die, I've got to learn that auction cry, gotta make my mark and be an auction beer. $25, $30, $30, will you give me 30, make it 30, beat it up, $30, will you give me 30, $30 bid. $30, do it now, $35, will you give me 35, make it 35, beat it 35, who would have bid it, $35 bid. As time went on, he did his best, and all could see he didn't just, he practiced on just both night and day. His pap would find him behind the barn just working up and all the storm as he tried to imitate the auctioneer. Then his pap said, son, we just can't stand to have a mediocre man selling things that auction using our good name. I'll send you off to auction school, then you'll be nobody fool. You can take your place among the best. $35, did it on the $40, $40, will you give me 40, make it 40, did it on the $40, will you give me 40, hoorah, did it, $40 bid. $40, did it on the 45, will you give me 45, I'll make it 45, did it 45, who would have bid it on the $45 bid. So from that boy who went to school, there grew a man who played it cool. He came back home a full-fledged auctioneer. And the people came from miles around just to hear him make that rhythmic sound that filled their hearts with such a happy cheer. His fame spread out from shore to shore. He had all he could do and more. Had to buy a plane to get around. Now he's the top in all the land, and it's called to give that man a hand. He's the best of all the auctioneers. $45 bid and I'll pitch it on a 50. Will they give me 50? Make it 50. Bid it on a $50. Will they give me 50? Hoorah, the $50 bill. $50 bid and I'll 55. Will they give me 55? Make it a 55. Then the 55 sold at all for the $50 bill. Hey, well, all right, sir, open the gate and let him out and walk on board. Here we come, a lot of number 29 in. What are you going to get for him? I'm 25 to get 30 now. $5, another $40 on the main 40 now. $5, make it a 5, yes, 5 now. $60 on the will to give me 60 now. $5, another.
Who's the voice of the woman in that clip?
It was Kristen Wiig.
I thought so.
Yeah.
Somebody told me about the Tiny Head skit.
Yes, I wish it was radio friendly.
All right, coming up next on Nightlife, we're going to talk summer blockbusters and all the movies Rob Thomas has seen and all the movies I've seen. You won't want to miss it. Join the talk. It'll be fun. 8:20, some cigar talk here on Nightlife. Lots of fun tonight. Great to have you with me. This
is News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. In Cairo for a resumption of talks on a possible ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war, a U.S. delegation headed by CIA Director Bill Burns.
Two U.S. officials familiar with negotiations tell ABC News they see more flexibility from Hamas than they previously did, and that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is still committed to achieving a deal, though they stopped short of saying they feel a breakthrough is likely to happen anytime soon. Netanyahu is currently scheduled to address a joint session of Congress on July 24th.
ABC's Hamas warns Israel's most recent raid into Gaza City could collapse the entire talks. The Republican Party will have its first new platform since 2016. The platform committee adopting a policy statement opposing a federal abortion ban, leaving the issue to the states. Gas prices remaining relatively stable. The government's national average for regular up a penny in the past week to around $3.49 a gallon. This is AB.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Ellison. Here's what was Wisconsin needs to know. A Dane County judge has ruled partial Act 10 unconstitutional. State Superintendent Jill Underley says this decision will have a profound impact on public schools statewide. Although the implications of Judge Jacob Frost's decision are still unclear, Underley says now is the perfect time to reinvest in Wisconsin's public schools. Fighting against climate change can be good for your mental health. Dr. Emma Lawrence, leader at the Climate Care Center at Imperial College London, says countries need to address how environmental changes affect our mental well-being.
Studies
show advocating for the environment can help relieve these eco-anxieties. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you liked Top Gun Maverick, you might like Brad Pitt's new film, One, that plays racer Sonny Hayes, a former Formula One driver who returns to the sport and mentors a rookie teammate. Film crew rolled cameras at actual Formula One events to add an element of authenticity. Teaser just dropped for the film that is being helmed by Top Gun Maverick director Joseph Kosinski and is produced by Jerry Bruckheimer for Apple TV. F1 is scheduled to open in theaters in June of 2025. Kris Kardashian never misses a chance to discuss intimate medical information in exchange for ratings. The 68-year-old says she struggled with when to tell her family about some health issues she's been dealing with. What better way to use her pseudo-reality show platform to inform through tears not only her family, but anyone watching that she has a cyst on her ovary? Will the Kardashians finally practice humility, or will the surgery be broadcast for all to see? Stay tuned. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightline with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a slight chance of isolated thunderstorms this afternoon and again tomorrow. Otherwise, today will be mostly cloudy with a high of 81. Tonight, 64. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 80. And then we are going to warm it up. We're talking upper 80s to near 90 by the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
On the assumption that someone else has something that I can learn from, that will improve my point of view, so that we can grow. To me, that's the Democrat project.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. John. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alma Show.
Andrew Vaughn is a data journalist, and he maps out in this article what makes Wisconsin great. 96% of Wisconsinites live within 30 minutes of foot trip.
Wisconsin's one of those places that has a foot trip identity that's unique to this place. And when we tell stories like this, it reminds people that we all come to this place and we all share a goal, getting to know kind of the state of this.
The Todd Alma Show, weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app, Crude and Dumb.
Tune in to the next level skeptics. We'll review the Sean Hannity interview with Donald Trump. I'm sure he's asking crushing questions like, will you leave the race, sir?
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Always looks ahead, even when parallel parking. Pete Schwabba.
So, Robert's giving me some attitude. He says, I'm not going to show you my card. And number 5, Jaws. Natural monster, meaning disaster.
She had a dead end job at the National Bank.
How funny was that Richard Jenny bit we played last week, huh?
In the deadbeat husband who always drank.
Yeah. Family goes to Florida to get away from.
So when he didn't come home, she had the gin to thank for the tears in her eyes.
And thank you, Robert. That's a great list. The hard question tonight is, what's your favorite natural disaster?
She went driving so far away. Nobody's gonna find her.
Cigar, yes.
addicts who woke up to the truth one day. Grabbed her cheap sunglasses and her lipstick case.
That'd be bad.
And she went driving so far away, nobody's gonna find her.
Which I think I knew, but just the way it was phrased gave me pause for a second. Then I was like, oh, it's population, you know.
Oh, okay.
And then a sample test for the Federalist Papers. That was the one that was saving me on. But then the other ones were literally like,
someone
who
like
who was the president?
You see,
think about it. You know, we've all seen.
No, the local mayor, right?
Yeah, that's right.
I remember Jay Leno, before he hosted the Tonight Show, he used to go on David Letterman. His appearances were so great because he was still just Jay Leno.
Right.
And he was a brilliant comedian. He did this skit in Chicago where he went around and asked people questions that were from the testing to average Americans. And he said if they wanted to get them to report, so he would have
modest proposal is that we start the summer in the summer.
Yeah,
rather than the thing where we started the summer. Wait till like Memorial Day.
We'll see some tears. We'll
come. I kind of get excited for summer movie season like I do with Christmas, like the day after November. I'm that guy. I'm playing Christmas. I love it. Same thing with the summer box office. I started, I think, to me, it officially kicked off. Great. Then I didn't really like it. And I saw
see
it.
The heavens
and
open.
I'm kind of like,
my heart that once was broken is holding up and back. Now that I found you, you hold me like a prayer. You touch me everywhere. A lifetime just ain't enough to love the truth. Now that I found you.
And I was
Thank you.
wanted her to succeed.
You can't win the Schmidt Woodland Hills 50-50 cash raffle unless you buy a ticket. Tickets are now on sale and are just $10 each this year. This year could be the best raffle yet. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses. Julie Garen's State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louis Bar in Yuba and Turbos in Hub City. The drawing will be July 18th at the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing.
Walsh's Ace knows that window screens can get punctured or torn. Let Walsh's Ace repair your torn or punctured screen. The experts at Walsh's have the know-how. If you're looking for paint, the Ace Paint Department at Walsh's Ace has state-of-the-art equipment that can color match anything you have to paint. You can count on Walsh's Ace for everything, from screens to paint. Walsh's Ace in Muscadet Richland Center and Ace of Lacrosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
I loved it so much, and I love that.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment. See our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
It was illustrating something.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
He's even more busy now, so I have to send a follow-up email, but... Talk about
no, this can't be happening. I wonder if this is covered by my insurance.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, Ryan from Julie Karen State Farm. Wow, that really works, even in radio.
Hey, Phil, what seems to be the problem?
My CD seems to have gone kaput. Is this covered in my policy?
What CD is it?
Twisted Sister.
Well, I would suggest removing that one from the policy, but yes, it is covered.
Tragedy averted. Julie Karen's, my local State Farm insurance agent, has saved the day, providing financial services. Bank products and life insurance with the most attentive customer service around. Give Julie or Ryan a call today at 647-3632.
They're much more about enjoying the experience and they want the other guy to succeed, so they're both in the semifinals. I think they're episode 2. Okay. I think I've got that right. Yeah, they're just very cool, very grounded, very cool guys. And the Army Navy's got old Jackie's soul down on Peach's Corner. They do a lot of camp with the kids and the parents. Mother Fletcher's making lots of noise. Yeah, they just seem very, they're cool. The one thing was,
they're dancing,
I went back and said, they really are right now.
Easy guys to record, it sounds like.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, there's another, I love Sean Penn. I only made it halfway through your radio.
I think it's
jukebox
playing.
And
Dakota Johnson. I think she could be good at it.
Got the top down and the traffic slow. Sun fun weekend. We all go. Sunning and I'm looking good. Well, never met a mother. I wish I could.
Go dancing.
It's interesting. She Madam Web, it seemed like she kind of threw people under the bus for that, too, which I don't think is cool. It's like, okay, you made a bad movie. Everybody makes it. Just suck it up and move on. I really liked her in Cha-Cha Real Smooth. I don't know if you saw that, but that was
sweet. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, she is. She's got a lot of talent, and she's a Nepo baby, you know, Don Johnson and Bonnie Griffith, so she's got the genes. But I did lose a little respect for her when she kind of, I don't know, threw people under the bus for that.
I agree.
Did you see the Tom Hardy movie where he's driving to a job? He impregnated someone, not his wife, driving to be with her while she was birthed.
Yeah, it's called Shaggy.
Yes, Lock. Okay, and that whole movie is just him on the phone in his car. Yeah, he gets called his wife, then the mistress calls him. It wasn't the mistress, it was like a one-night stand. He's still trying to go there and help her give birth. And then the foreman of his job site called him. I didn't love that, but I thought for what it was,
I found that ways of getting out tonight at the electric circus. They all getting down.
Yeah.
Carousel spinning round and round. Yeah, that was
see them
dancing.
Yeah.
Shagging on the boulevard.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that I really. I see him dancing, shaking on the boulevard. It's pretty.
Day Trippers, maybe? From like.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm hanging out. A lot of it's in the car. I don't remember quite how much. But it's interesting you say that because Locke was even a bit cinematic in the sense that they used the lights on the expressways kind of creatively in the shadows. But yeah, I just. All right, Rob Thomas, I guess, Tim Ford, Capital Bank, and him asking him about the bike riders, which you just wrote about, Rob. What you're saying?
Shagging on the boat.
So, next night, we'll be traveling on Civic Media Radio.
Project 2025, it's going to drastically change democracy. We did have a text from Lynn. She says, well, Jane and Greg, you are scaring me. I'm not trying to scare you, Lynn. I'm trying to make sure everybody understands what this would do. And it's scary, especially when we're talking about firing more than 50,000 civil employees and replace them with people who will just do what Trump wants. So Jared Kushner apparently is qualified to do everything.
Matt Mayer on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Most of my bags come from the grocery store. I end up behind that person with the checkout line trifecta of coupons, lottery tickets, and writing a personal check. Another checkout person says, I can take someone on aisle three. Who should be the first person they take? The next person in line, right? Where I am, it's a free-for-all. It's like roller derby. It's infuriating, but it's kind of like, whatever.
Nightline with Peach Wabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. News from the center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Someone other than who I am, I will fight. I think, and I don't want to speak for Robert, but she's not charismatic necessarily. She really does underplay things.
Yeah, I kind of like. like that.
So maybe that wasn't kind of... You can't hold me back. Not too late to get in on today's question. Your favorite natural disaster movie? Let us know or text us on the app. San Andreas was one of my least favorite. I just thought that was such a bad movie. So let's talk about my guest is Rob Thomas. He's the entertainment reporter for the Capital Times, joining us here on Nightlife, as he often does, and sharing his insights about movies and TV, which is always fun. Rob, The Bike Riders. I saw it as well. I really want to hear your take on this.
I really liked it. I was a little surprised, quite honestly, because it's like, it's not something where I'm like, oh, I really want to join a biker.
If you really got to leave it on your mind,
but it's like basically,
tell me now, get it over.
I lived with a Chicago.
Hurt me now.
What's great about it is,
get it over.
Like,
right.
The visual details.
If you got leaving on your mind, if there's a new love in your heart, tell me now, get it over. Hurt me now, get it over. If there's
tell it was in Chicago. I thought it was Pittsburgh, actually.
Okay. Yeah. At least it was.
In a world filled with dreams that might have been.
So.
If there's a new love
I thought it was really cool.
Your heart, tell me now, get it over.
Hurt me now. Norman Reedus, what was that? Oh my gosh, talk about a guy who anybody could have done that.
If there's
a new so bizarre seeing him in that role.
And I heard.
Hurt me now.
If there's a new love in your heart, I don't know if you people who Norman Reedus, who was sort of effective from The Walking
Dead.
There goes so, my
but it worked, and is like, if you've ever been part of a bike club or rode a motorcycle, you'll love this. For me, I liked it. I didn't love it, but I'm kind of with you. I like looking in that world. I think that went pretty well. Hey, Rob, what do you think for tomorrow? Okay, Rob Thomas is here tonight. So much fun whenever Rob is in. Whatever Rob is in town. What is your favorite natural disaster movie? Let us know on the text line if you would. This is Peach Wobbin at Nightline on the Pacific Media Radio Network.
The Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.